A guest relations location is opening next door to the Hall of Presidents of the Magic Kingdom. In July, it's moving inside. Caribbean Beach Resort is giving $75 gift cards for each night of the stays of guests out of fear people won't want to stay there. In related news, All-Star Sports is now offering gift cards valued at the total cost of your stay. That's so stupid. Finally, the Flower and Garden Festival 2017 started today and runs until Food and Wine. You've read WW yes. News today. Now you'll experience WW News tonight. Switch the logo over now.
Live from Orlando, Florida, WDWNT, the worldwide leader in Disney Parks News, presents WDW News Tonight. Here are your hosts, Tom Corliss and Nick LoCicero.
Yay, fake applause, woo! Oh, that's making noise. I'm Kate Krambliss, and you're not. Welcome to WW News Tonight. Nick LoCicero over there. Thank you, as always. Michelle Wardell, thank you.
Thank you.
In the control booth, we got Michael Batista tonight. Hello, Michael.
Good evening.
Thank you for filling in for Jason. And also with us, who's going to be helping us review the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival, Josh of EasyWDW.com. Hello, Josh.
It's right there.
You have no camera on, Josh. Why is your camera not on?
He's over my shoulder.
Okay.
That's Josh right there.
Turn around and say hi, Josh.
It's fine.
All right. You can hear Josh for now.
Why? All right. That's all we get.
Whatever. And now the news.
News
brought to you by TeePublic. The visitpandora.com website now has a live chat feature where you can talk to one of their experts, one of their ACE experts. Mm-hmm. However, it's actually automated.
Oh.
We found out it's automated. Yeah, we figured this out when it was the first online chat where Nick ever got responses. So good. Thought it was his first Tinder match. You didn't know.
I was so pumped.
He thought it was real, and then like two messages later, he got that link, and he's like, "Ah, damn." Anyway,
foiled again.
So the chat's down in the lower right corner of the site. You'll find the opportunity to chat with Cam DeMarco, lead ace.
That's not the joke.
It's pretty funny. You get the chance to chat with Cam DeMarco, who is the lead ace field expert. I've had more coherent conversations with the store lead at Ace Hardware than Josh is laughing at least. Apparently they forgot to embed the wrong show on the website. So good job, Jason. So Michael, maybe you can go drop the actual chat to the YouTube feed on the chat on WDWNT.com, maybe, because people can't find the show. Always, it's so great that people remember to do what they have to every week here at WDWNT. Anyway.
Tom!
What?
Things always go so well on this show.
Yeah, I know, right? I'm wondering
why
we have low viewership tonight. It's because no one can find the show. Hooray! Send people. Send everybody to one link and the show's not even there. Yay!
Oops.
Hooray.
Well, good thing we have YouTube, everybody listening on AM 660.
Yes.
5020.
Or FM. 105.5. Thank you all for tuning in, but anyway.
All those great places.
Michael will get that link over there. You can talk to this Cam DeMarco guy. And sometimes he responds directly to your questions with a predetermined answer, but other times the responses will be completely unrelated with a random factoid. It's like a Q&A with Lou Mangiello. didn't like your question. I'm just going to give you a random fact. I did ask the chat about food on Pandora, to which I was told to try a food wrap at Santuli Canteen, because nothing says food from another world like a wrap. You know, I can't wait for the alien pot pies in Star Wars land.
Mm.
Those are going to be great.
A little bit of Greedo goes a long way.
You like hummus? I like hummus.
The show is derailing quickly.
And we just started.
Thank you, everybody in the chat who now found the show. Thank you. I apologize for that. They forgot to put the right show on. Anyway, Walt Disney World unleashed a new food truck this week disguised as a 70s RV at Fort Wilderness. The truck is covered in vintage Walt Disney World bumper stickers and classic ear globe icons. It's also covered in anti-Zika bug repellent that still fills the air at Fort Wilderness.
Oh, it's so gorgeous.
The truck serves sandwiches and a selection of moonshine, making this the 1 millionth RV full of moonshine at Fort Wilderness.
There are a dime a dozen in there.
Yes. One of the moonshines is pumpkin spiced. Yeah, it even comes in a Starbucks cup.
Yay!
Even moonshine has to be hipstery now. That's what's wrong with the world today, right?
Can I order ahead on my app?
Yeah. On the truck is a map of the United States with decals featuring the states that the RV has traveled through. But there is one glaring issue with this. Some of the states are not contiguous, raising questions as to how the truck got to Florida without passing through some states.
Magical bus.
Well, you know, I have the answer. It's really quite simple. Over those states, it was flown by Captain Lone Star and Barf.
Spaceballs.
Yes, you know, that explains the raspberry vinaigrette on the salad.
There's only one man who would dare give me the raspberry. Lone Star!
There you go.
Love that movie.
Who doesn't? Josh, you ever seen a movie?
I don't
Josh,
get the reference.
Josh hates movies.
I don't get the reference.
Spaceballs! Mel Brooks!
Spaceballs!
No,
you know, that's why everything on WDWNT is named like WDWNT The Blank. The Spaceballs
are. WDWNT ripped something off.
Spaceballs the flamethrower.
Shut up,
piece of
shit. That would never
Spaceballs the toilet paper.
There you go. You're going to need that after this show. I'm just saying that because we ate a lot of ethnic food at Flower and Garden. Guest visiting.
And in the studio.
And Chewy's tonight in the studio. They should pay off. Guests visiting the Magic Kingdom will soon be able to enjoy a more convenient in-park ticket sales location found inside Liberty Square. As early as March 6th, the new Liberty Square ticket office will open for guests in the location known as the Heritage House, next door to the currently shuttered Hall of Presidents. At this office, guests can enjoy a variety of services such as upgrading tickets, replacing a lost ticket, dining reservations, event bookings, and complaining about the Hall of Presidents.
I used to go there to take my naps. Now where am I supposed to go?
You know, nothing... The Hall of Presidents, right? Nothing says Liberty Square like a theme park guest relations desk. As Patrick Henry once said, give me Liberty or give me a no strings for Peter Pan. That's the line. I believe that's the line, anyway. Booking has opened for the Bon Voyage breakfast at Trattoria Al Forno, which, much to my chagrin, is not Alien Encounter themed. No?
That joke tested so well.
Oh,
too.
Shut up. Bon Voyage!
Yeah.
Anyway, here guests will have the opportunity to meet beloved Disney characters, including Rapunzel, Flynn Rider, Ariel, and Prince Eric. Breakfast will begin with your choice of a mixed berry parfait or fresh fruit salad and a frying pan of pastries, including braided breakfast bread and clam shell pastries. Get it? Get it?
I do.
Meals here include the Shipwreck Al Forno, which is also referred to as dinner at Trattoria Al Forno, I believe. There's also the Tangled Eggs.
That's so bad.
The Tower of Pancakes and the, of course, the I Can't Believe I Paid $34 for This Toast. That's a good one.
Can't wait. First day, baby.
We are going first day. That's right. Kids will enjoy the choice of Mickey Pancake, Mickey Waffle, or the Little Royal Breakfast, which will include an egg, bacon, and toast. And breakfast will also include your choice of non-alcoholic beverage. However, mimosas, a peach bellini, cappuccino, press pot, coffee, and more will be available as an additional charge for parents looking to escape reality for a little while. So you want drunk moms around Flynn Rider. What can go wrong?
Hey.
The character dining experience costs $34 for adults, $20 for children. It also begins April 2nd, so yes, Tom Quarles is starting WrestleMania Day with a princess character meal.
Wow.
What a fun day that's going to be.
That is night and day.
9 a.m. character breakfast with Josh, and then I have to go to WrestleMania. Hooray. It seems as though the Epcot International Festival of the Arts will return in early 2018. No exact dates are available yet, but it's no secret the festival exceeded all expectations, proving to be quite popular in 2017, which, of course, was the inaugural season. In the spirit of all other Epcot festivals, the event will return with double prices, smaller portions, and a poorly dressed Duffy.
Or Shelley May.
Or Shelley May, yeah. We have Shelley. Can we switch to that camera, Michael? We have Shelly May over there with Michelle. Nope, we're not. There we go.
She's
in her gardening outfit. Mm-hmm. There you go. It's rumored that the event will take place daily in 2018, not just on weekends, because money.
Because beer.
Doc McStuffins is now caring for the animals at Disney's Animal Kingdom. My God, these Shanghai bunch of cunts are getting out of control. Characters pulling double duty. Starting this past weekend, guests can now take a visit to the dock at Rafiki's Planet Watch just outside the vet clinic. She'll be available to take pictures as well as sign autographs. Chip and Dale, however, are no longer available to meet in the Planet Watch area. This makes sense as McStuffin's maiden name was Kevorkian. No?
Wow.
Come on!
Wow.
Come on, that was good.
It's so good.
It tested. It's off the charts.
Jeez.
That's your dogs amazing. Or cats, which anyway. Are the tests.
You know, Michelle. For guests wanting to create a magical keepsake of the memories made on their vacation, Disney's Photo Pass in Disney Springs now allows you to put your little princess right into her favorite Disney fairy tale. The personalized storybook features your child in her favorite story with over 24 pages of magic, which is also the length of an Epcot festival map. It's like 24 pages. Your child can be included in classic stories such as Frozen, Cinderella, The Little Mermaid, and Why Did We Come to Hollywood Studios? All right.
Be a good
these are bombing tonight, man. Just,
Photoshop kids in front of construction walls. There you go.
So enchanting.
Current themes princesses can choose from include Anna, Ariel, Aurora, Cinderella, Elsa, Mulan, Rapunzel, and Snow White. And for more information, you can visit the Disney Photo Pass Studio at Disney Springs, which used to be guest relations.
I think that sounds kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
They look pretty good.
Yeah. Is it just a green screen?
Well, they have like a whole studio there now.
Yeah.
So I guess they probably do the green screen and then Photoshop your kid into a book.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
You do like poses, frolicking through the woods, looking up at the princess.
So it's an animated storybook.
Well, no, you're not moving. I'm just saying, like the kid can.
Oh, it's like a book.
It's a book.
Yeah, you know, like
they
pages.
Have the ones
you know,
where you take
you know,
a
Michelle,
picture.
Before we had iPads, there were things called books.
Do explain to
printed
me.
Printed on paper.
Oh, paper?
See the stuff my webcam is propped up on? That's
yes.
paper.
Oh. Yeah. What's it made of? Tree?
Cows.
Cows. Interesting. Very interesting.
Paddlefish.
Nick, do we have our guest on the phone?
Yeah, of course we do.
We do. All right, just making sure.
It's not Gabe, is it?
No, it's not Gabe. Oh, my God.
Gabe,
if you're out there,
door number two.
Josh is very anxious that you're going to call for Prices Right and lose again. So
I dare you.
Jeez. This is going to end poorly tonight. Disneyland Paris is raising the prices of its annual passes. In other news, it's now $400 a day to visit SeaWorld. Get it? Because they're both failing.
I don't get it. But I
so, Tom, what was that when I said about explaining the joke?
Get it? SeaWorld. What is SeaWorld's annual pass attendance down? 18%? Something like that?
Yeah, they're down from
aren't they only
9
70
to 7.
Though?
7? Josh set up a 7 joke, and now he's really upset about it. You know, Disneyland Paris, of course, has been losing money a lot the last few years, so it's a bit of a surprise to hear about them raising these prices. So we know we have a lot of European listeners out there that are worried about affording these new really expensive annual passes. So we decided to bring on a special guest tonight. You know him. He is now the author of the new book, 102 Ways to Save on Your Disneyland Resort Paris Vacation. So please welcome via phone direct from Paris, Winnie the Giant Talking Bottle of Wine.
Bonjour, Disney people. It is I.
Thank you, Winnie. We're very excited about your new book. It sounds great. Anyway, so Winnie, we'll get right into it. What do you think about these? What do you think about these price hikes for these Disneyland Paris annual passes?
Well, it is a lot of the money, but the Disneyland Paris is wonderful as it is the only Magic Kingdom where you can get. How do you say?
Alcohol.
Wine was going to say hammered. I believe that's the term Wine was looking for.
You hear that, Josh? There's a Magic Kingdom you could get hammered in. When are we going? Regardless, you know, Winey, there's a second park there, which I'm pretty sure there would have been alcohol in anyway.
What?
The Walt Disney Studios Paris.
What is that?
The second park at Disneyland Resort Paris.
Where is the second park?
It's across from the Disneyland park.
Oh, Winey thought that was an abandoned oil refinery.
Once they get Guardians of the Galaxy, it's really gonna look like that. Anyway, Winey, let's get back on topic here. I have some questions for you. What do you think? What are some of the recommendations you can make for people to save money, that make it more affordable to visit Disneyland Paris? What should they be doing?
Well, one of these things you can do to cut the corners at home is you can get some of the Yellowtail instead of the Behringer. Either way, it will get you to the finish line.
What is the finish line?
Lying down, of course.
Lying down, of course, Winey, it is. So what about once they actually get to Disneyland Paris? It's great that you're telling people what wine they should buy at home. But what about once they get to Paris? What should they do to save money there, physically there?
One of these things Winey likes to do is to skip the official Disneyland resorts for the more economic lodge.
So what, like staying off-site?
No one sleeps in the bushes outside the park.
He sleeps in the bushes. That sounds gross, by the way.
Poor Winey.
It is not gross. It is not the Shanghai Disneyland.
It's not.
Winey does not make the wee-wee in
No one. It is true. Maybe no one has gone. No one may have pooped in those bushes. There's no Zootopia signs in Paris telling people not to poop in the bushes, right? That's not a... It's not a thing.
No poop in the
bushes. No poop in the bushes. What about another tip? You have another tip, Boy?
Another tip is to eat at the counter service restaurants instead of the table service restaurants. In fact, Disneyland Paris is opening a Five Guys restaurant soon.
Five Guys. So you'll have all the top restaurants of the Florida Mall.
Boy does not know about that. We still do not have the slightly scaring-looking Ecuadorian place. Also, a great way to get to Disneyland is the train.
Yeah. We've switched topics. We're now talking about taking the train.
They have these great sleeping compartments under the seats. It's great for when one is a little bit too much to drink, and you have to lie down.
I'm not sure those are sleeping compartments.
All these plugging of Wine's book has made Wine very tired, and he needs to lie down. Until next time, Disney people, this is Wine Jacques saying, do not poop in the bush.
Do not poop in the bush. Winey Jacques, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Winey, as always. Very, very informative. I also love how Winey's crashing noises are also much clearer than his phone conversation. That's always
crazy.
Really enjoyable. Anyway, yeah. The news was brought to you by TeePublic. Michelle, tell them about TeePublic.
Hey, don't forget to shop apparel and accessories for Disney fans through WDWNT.com and TeePublic. Just go to WDWNT.com and click the TeePublic ad to shop from hundreds of designs for t-shirts, phone cases, prints, and more, including exclusive WDWNT and WDW News Tonight logo apparel, as well as original creations such as Figaro is a cat. Seven.
Yeah, seven.
Make the movie ride great again and more. Make the most of tonight's commercial breaks and shop through our extensive collection. TeePublic, an official partner of WDW News Tonight.
Nick, before we go to commercial, we got WDWNT The Price is Right Flower and Garden Edition coming up. If you want to play, the number is 407-774-8255. Call now. We'll be right back.
Through time and space, together we race to brave new worlds across the universe.
Welcome back to WDW News Tonight. I apparently missed it. They're releasing Avatar pins tomorrow. That's exciting.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the first of the, what they're calling the countdown pins.
Uh-oh. What? Well, that means it's like a long series.
It's not that long of a series. So apparently there's three.
Okay.
They start tomorrow. There's three in the 3 months leading up. And then those three pins will be in a five-pin completer box set released on May 27th, on opening day. So, in usual Tom Gross fashion, I'll buy those three separate and then buy the box set just in case. Anyway, welcome back to WDW News Tonight. We're still looking for callers for the Price is Right to win fabulous prizes from Theme Park Connection. So call 407-774-8255 is the number to call and play that.
Tom just loaded up the back of my car with stuff from Theme Park Connection.
Yeah, they gave us
like
several
two
large boxes.
Huge boxes.
Any coffee mugs in there?
No, Tom took all the cool cups and mugs.
Oh, shit.
Hey.
There was a cool All-Star Resorts one. That
there was,
like,
but that was mine. I bought that.
So. But, yeah, there's lots of stuff in there. So we got lots of new prizes, and it'll be fun. So give us a call, 407-774-8255. Play a Flower and Garden-themed version of The Price is Right. Got four games here, so looking for four contestants. And let me give out some good prizes tonight.
There you go.
All right, but first, while we're waiting for some contestants and while Michelle sings, we are going to
well, it's still more legally clearable than any of the Rivers of Light music.
That is true. We're going to get into a little segment we like to call What Did We Just Eat?
Okay, crackpots, let's get cooking!
So, my good friend Josh over here and I went to, on Sunday night, there was the very first Celebration at the Top event, which is a new dessert party, what most people might call a dessert party, and it's at California Grill at Disney's Contemporary Resort, which is located on the 15th floor. That's the top of the resort. Their whole big hook is these breathtaking views of the Magic Kingdom and its fireworks spectacular. So they made this dessert party thing, which after tax and gratuity cost.
Smell my gift card.
Oh,
Nick's apparently in the middle of me talking. They're just scratching gift cards.
We're smelling gift cards.
Thanks. I'm not talking or anything. Anyway, more on that later. I don't even know where I was. $123 after tax and gratuity, and you could have you have this big open bar for 2 hours, which Josh said a. They're idiots. Don't pay attention. They had quite the selection of alcohol.
Yes.
Was it citrus-scented?
We'll talk more. I don't remember do you remember some of the stuff they had? They had just about...
like overpowering.
Like yes, I can tell you exactly what they had.
Oh, okay, good.
They had Kettle One Vodka, Tanqueray Gin, Bacardi Rum, Captain Morgan Spiced Rum, Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, Dewar's Red Label Scotch, and...
There were five wines available. If you go to WDWNT.com or read the review, we have the little menu up. There were five wines available, and then they had a list of some alcohol they had available to make different drinks with, but then there was stuff that wasn't listed, most of which Josh just listed for you. So a fairly open bar, which is not common for these events. Usually these events have specialty drinks, and that's kind of what they stick to, at least the in-park ones. Hollywood Studios specifically. So that was nice for a change. And the other thing they did was they have small plates before the fireworks, and you go outside, you watch the fireworks, and then you come back for basically a dessert hour, which we were surprised the bar was still open, which was nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what we were wondering. That's cool. That helps a lot.
It did. I'm still not sure this event reaches any sort of value, and I'm sure Josh will go into that.
I didn't think there was a lot of value. I didn't feel special. And you pay the money, you pay the premium cost, you expect Disney to make you feel special, and you're just, I wouldn't say chastised, obviously, because it's the private Napa room, but you're away from everybody else in this private room, and there's four different kinds of sushi, there's chicken on a stick... There's some pork bao, and that's it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you chug Jack Daniels, if you chug sparkling wine, maybe there's some value there. But then at the same time, if they're going to charge $79 for the Tomorrowland dessert party, I'd go up to California Grill for another $20.
Is that $79?
Yeah, $79.
No, it's not.
You want to bet me $1 million? Gabe, Don't answer that.
Is it really now?
Yeah.
You want to hear from Gabe? He's on the line.
Oh, is Gabe on the line? Oh, jeez. Oh, no. This is going
to
end.
I wasn't going to call in, but I guess I had to.
See what you did, Josh? You see what you did? He wasn't going to call in.
An unlikely story, Gabe.
Why don't we play The Price is Right? I'm sure that's what Gabe is here for.
Oh, no. If I don't win this one...
Michelle,
it's time for The Price is Right. Gabe, come on down. You're the next contestant on WDWNT. The Price is Right.
By the way, the opening line that Nick forgot to write for Michelle is, it's time for radio's most fabulous few minutes of games and Disney-themed games and prizes.
Yeah, that's not here.
It certainly isn't. Yet Nick remembered that onion thing was on the menu last year at the France Pavilion.
Oh, I scored us some free food off Josh.
Can we talk about that for a minute? Anyone who's watched this show or listened to this show for any amount of time will know Nick can't remember the name of himself or anything around him. But somehow Nick remembered that this onion loaf thing at the France Pavilion booth was there last year, to which Josh responded with, "You want to bet me?" And I sort of remember, so I was like, yeah, Josh, sure, I'll bet you. And Josh goes, all right, the loser has to pay for this whole booth. I was like, all right. Josh looked it up, and Nick, for the first time in his life, remembered something, and Josh had to buy the booth.
I know food.
Josh is so mad at me right now. We better move on.
By the way, the one out there on Periscope calling Nick a little flaky. Yeah.
Oh, that did happen this week.
Yeah, you got me.
Someone on Periscope, I told him you weren't there, and you were like, yeah, Nick's a little flaky. I was like, oh, okay.
I didn't know he'd come across like that on the show here. But
even to just the people that watch this
show. Hey, Gabe, since you're our first contestant tonight, I'm going to let you choose which game you would like to play. We got the game... 2 for 1, that's too much, take 2, or your favorite, Spelling Bee.
Can you describe everyone?
Nope, you gotta just pick one.
This is radio, sir, we don't have that kind of time. We have more ads about home improvements to run.
Alright, you're getting take 2. Sound good?
He's not gonna win.
Oh, boy, if I don't win.
Oh, Josh is going to let you have it, man.
All right. Is this the one you're going to pick? Yeah, it was. Okay.
Oh, and this one's food. So Josh is going to scream.
Yeah, this one is a good one. All right, here we go. Take 2. We're going to play Take 2, Gabe. I'm going to name 4 items that you could find at the Walt Disney World Epcot International Flower and Garden Fest.
What?
You know, that festival that's going on right now. Festival of the Arts.
See, this guy remembered the onion loaf. How did he do it? How is that the one thing? Why was this onion loaf so memorable?
So many questions.
He can't even remember the name of the festival we went to today.
He's got Whiny the French talking wine cup.
It's Whiny the giant talking bottle of wine.
That's true.
All right. These are all at the Epcot Flower and Garden Festival, the international one. You must...
as opposed to the American.
You must identify which 2 items have prices that add up to the total price I'm going to give you.
Oh, no.
You must do this with 2 of 3 sets to win.
Okay.
All right, you ready?
As ready as I'll ever be.
All right, you need to get to $10.
All right.
$10. All right. These are 4 food items that you can find around the Flower and Garden Fest. So here you go. You got the Florida Fresh Key Lime Tart, the Foodles, the Urban Farm Eats Crabless Cake.
Or Cake Crabless, which is my favorite.
Cake Crabless. The Berry Basket Lamb Chop. Those are your 4 items. You need to pick 2 that add up to $10.
Okay, so it was the...
Key Lime Tart,
okay.
Foodles, Crabless Cake, and the Lamb Chop.
Okay, so I'm going to go with... What was... Foodles, did you say?
For those that are not aware what Foodles are, It is a prepackaged snack you could probably get anywhere, which we were not aware of before I ordered it. It contains carrots, a very small portion of ranch dressing, some tiny pretzels, and the world's worst cheese.
Okay, so the choices were... I'm sorry. The Foodles Crabless Cake.
Key Lime Tart.
Key Lime Tart.
And Lamb Chop.
Okay. I'm going to go with Foodles and
He has to break $10, right?
Yes, get $10 even.
Oh, $10 even. All right.
Oh, boy. Okay, so Foodles and Lamb Chop?
Foodles and Lamb Chop. All right. The price of the Foodles, $3.75.
That's how much I wasted today, yes.
The price of the Berry Basket Lamb Chop, $7.25 for a total of $11. $11, you got that one wrong.
All right, but that's a surprise to me.
Ouch.
The best when Josh comes on and insults our audience.
You have two more chances, Gabe. All right, we're going to do this. Set number two.
I've got all night.
Nick,
we could be here all night.
Oh, sorry.
You're on camera. You do this every show.
I do. onion tart.
That doesn't give you a pass.
All right. All right, you got to come up with $27 on this one. $27.
Okay.
We have the Food and Garden Trash Can Salt or Pepper Shaker. You have the Sorcerer Mickey Garden Stick Ornament. You know, one of those...
It's a stick. You stick it in the ground. In Mickey's the ground. At the top.
Little Mickey at the top. They stick in your garden. Yeah, those. A mason jar-shaped flower and garden festival mug.
Which typically you'd have to visit SeaWorld on three separate Saturdays to acquire.
And a Flower and Garden Festival logo spinner keychain. So you got the salt or pepper shaker, the lawn garden ornament, the mason jar mug, and the keychain, and you have to come up with $27.
Okay, so I'm going to go with the salt and pepper shaker, and the third one was the...
mason jar mug.
The mug.
All right. The retail price of the trash can salt and pepper shaker is $10. Okay. So is the mason jar mug $17. Let's see. Oh, unfortunately, the mason jar mug, $15.
I have never been sadder. $15.
Oh,
Josh
boy.
Is vindicated. Sorry, Gabe.
Can we talk about how that spinner keychain is $13? What?
Yeah, you
it's
wanted,
like that big.
By the way, in the first round, you wanted Foodles and the crabless cake, and
cake,
then
cake crabless.
Yes, and then the second round, you would have wanted that garden stick ornament with the pepper shaker.
That was $17.
It was.
Oh,
yeah.
That's usually. Is it like a metal thing?
What thing are we talking about?
Sure.
What
like,
I
is it like one of because usually those like are.
Sorry,
like,
I'm making a paper airplane right now.
It was stone. I don't know. Thank you, Gabe.
All right.
We use thank you very loosely.
Yikes! Tough crowd.
That's like the thank you I gave Josh when he made me order the Foodles.
All right,
and then we figured out it was a prepackaged thing we probably could have got at Publix.
We have three more games of the Price is Right here. Give us a call, 407-774-8255 to play.
Yeah, there you go.
Anything else about the...
Can I talk more about Celebration at the Top?
Yes,
so, Josh, you're talking about the value. Josh, talk about the value.
Sure. There is none. Don't go.
What do you think is a better alternative?
You could go to California Grill and you could order the Sonoma Goat Cheese Ravioli, which is fantastic. You get the Wagyu steak. You could get any dessert you want, and you could get two drinks for $100. And then somebody serves you. The thing about Celebration at the Top is there is no staff. There's nobody. If you want a drink...
I mean, the bartender occasionally, they come around to ask if people would like a refill.
Look, so there's no staff. maybe a guy is going to come. And the only reason he asked you if you wanted more wine was because he needed the glass. They were out of glasses, so he came. Would you want
were
more?
Were they out of glasses?
Yeah,
I didn't
they were out of glasses. That. So amazing. He came by, said, "You want more?" You said, "No." He took the glass because he had to wash it.
Wow.
We had a good time. Is it overpriced? Absolutely. So there's probably several other things you could do that you have better time with. I personally, I'd still even prefer like the Hollywood Studios dessert parties. I like those a lot.
But it also depends. I've seen Wishes from up there a few times. And you can go to the lounge, yeah. And you can also see the same view. You can go to dinner and get the same view.
Yeah. You're not getting anything.
You can go to brunch, and you can come back and get the same view.
Yeah, you're not getting anything necessarily super special here. It's a two-hour open bar, fireworks viewing. That's pretty much it. And as far as things you get to take home, there was a generic laid-up weird spiky ball thing and a generic laid-up martini or a champagne glass, and that was it. So
yeah, that's bad that that stuff was generic.
That always happens if you go to the first one, though. Like, I feel like there's several other events we went to the first one, and then suddenly there was, like, labeled stuff at later part. Hell, the first Star Wars firework dessert party had frozen tablecloths. And then it went back several weeks later. It was like, oh, look, they got Star Wars tablecloths. That's nice. They're not metallic blue anymore. So, celebration at the top. You can read the full review at WWNT.com. It was a good time, but is it overpriced? Absolutely. You could probably find much better value at several other events and places at Walt Disney World.
The brunch there is really good.
I need to go do the brunch.
They have live music.
It's, do they really?
Yeah, they have live music, pianist, and a cellist. It's all you can drink mimosas, and for the same price as $80, which is expensive, but it's all you can drink mimosas. They have the exact same sushi as Celebrate the Top.
They're not
they
in a rush.
Charcuterie thing you have all day. You get your choice of entree. They have pastries. They bring you dessert. It was fantastic.
Yeah. So there you go. Again, to play the Price is Right, we have a couple more games, 407-774-8255.
All right.
When we come back, we got the wonderful world of psychotic comments.
I'm excited. We got some good ones.
And more Price is Right, so call in and play. We'll be right back with more WW News tonight. Welcome back to WDW News Tonight. Playing some of that 94 classic Spaceship Earth.
Yes.
Gotta love it.
I love it.
Jeremy Iron. Now I don't even ride Spaceship Earth. But anyway.
Aww.
For a brief moment, we have been its passengers.
So we're still taking callers for Price is Right, 407-774-8255. But in the meantime, let's take a trip to the wonderful world of psychotic comments. Michelle, take it away. If Nick has the music.
That happened really quick. Sorry.
There it is.
Do you want to know the sponsor or just go right in?
Well, we'll say the sponsor at the end.
Okay.
Brought to you by the WDWNT Interglobe Society.
Spoiler alert.
All right. So part of amazing new Fort Wilderness RV food truck isn't quite as good as it looks.
It's a good title.
Right. Here we go, Tom. Set him up. Now Disney Pete can knock him down. Disney Pete says, really good article, Tom. I really enjoyed the level of detail that you took the time to notice. That's disappointing. The food isn't that good, though. Hopefully, it will be better next time. James P. Albini says, imposter! The real Sir James P. Albini III says, you, sir, are the imposter. Guards, take him away! This is the stuff that literally happens on the website.
Yeah, this happens in our comments. Actually.
This is what people are doing all day.
Thus, the wonderful world of psychotic comments, which is also what I call a car ride to Disney World with Josh.
Sounds like you guys had an interesting evening on your way here.
We had a good time.
All right, next story. Rumor, Cirque du Soleil, La Nuba coming to an end at Disney Springs.
Yes.
I don't think the name really matters.
Pree says it's a creepy show. Tomorrowlander says, I agree. As a French
Canadian. Wait, are we talking about La Nuba or this?
Both. A little bit of both, probably. The comment itself, though, is directed at La Nuba. Tomorrowlander says, I agree. As a French Canadian, I can tell you it's the creepiest thing to come out of Quebec. And the most embarrassing one, too. Anonymous says, even more than Celine Dion?
Is Celine Dion here?
Tomorrowlander says, kind of equal, but then again, they both make all their money in the U.S.
Ooh.
Yes. Emoji with the tongue like sticking out emoji.
He got hit with the bus there.
PJ says, this Cirque show is artistic. A dream sequence, which beyond mindset of kids. So there's no joy. I'm reading them as they're written, folks. So
they're
try not to
poorly.
Hate on me. Disney Orlando crowd from out of town is more chicken fingers overweight t-shirt crowd. Thank you, PJ.
Wow. Yes.
It's chicken breast nuggets. Excuse me.
Latest Avatar ad shows guests walking around Pandora for the first time. Boy. Number one Disney fan says, ugh, those people are so lucky. Did they win a contest or something? I wonder if they got to ride any of the rides or just got to walk through.
It's either called they, way, got, they got a paycheck.
That yes. is so freaking awesome. Jake Hansen says, nah, just your standard minority family that permeates all Disney marketing materials for the last few years.
Oh, geez.
They know they already have white people hooked.
Wow.
You know.
Thanks for keeping it real, Jake.
I hate to say it, but like it does kind of feel like I feel like Disney.
Oh, they definitely do.
Like, I feel like they make four versions of each ad and one just has a different family of a different race group. And it just feels
they
very
have the
forced.
Multi,
like they never feel natural.
The multi-generational Asians.
Like I've seen every Disney yeah. Springs ad. There is a different version made to appeal to a different culture.
Well, there's the ethnically ambiguous as well. You're just kind of not white, but we don't know what you are. So we're
so it appeals
you.
To everybody.
Exactly. Yeah. And then you have like one family member that looks more ethnic than the rest.
Right? They get Gabe
That's
back
amazing,
on the lock.
But they do that.
Is Gabe ethnically
Before
ambiguous?
This goes any further and we get hate mail, right? No, but I think it's worth mentioning in marketing materials. I think Disney, you know, I don't think they spread it out evenly very much anymore. I think they try to, you know, like the front page of DisneyWorld.com, I'd love to, like, figure out a study of what's been the ratio of minority families versus white families, which... I don't think reflects the actual numbers in the park, so it's weird, but it's understandable. It's just the way
it's
marketing works today. I don't think it's even politically correct. It's just it's marketing.
But it's what TV. I mean, it's the same thing TV shows do. TV shows do the exact same thing. They overrepresent.
Yeah. And I mean, it's true. If you have a market that you're not doing so well in, maybe it makes sense to.
Well, coming from a production background, if you can hire one actor who can also play Spanish of some sort, yeah. then you can run the ad in English and Spanish and only pay one actor to do it.
There you
because
go.
Your voiceover is going to have...
And Disney English. Does that, actually. Those Disney Familia ads, those are people that See? Also appear in the English ones. So,
See?
Yeah. There you go.
I've seen that. All right, so Disney Pete said, oh boy, Photoshop pics of all the fun. Snidely Whiplash says, I am convinced DP, Disney Pete, just sits on his computer all day.
I'm glad you clarified the DP. This show is never going to air again.
I was blackmailed into doing this show.
Josh's audience is so offended.
Well,
Josh is such a clean-cut guy.
Yes, clearly. Snidely Whiplash says, I'm convinced that DP just sits at his computer all day stroking his... creepy mustache, refreshing WDWNT repeatedly, waiting for a new article to dump on. And when anyone hits, Christmas morning, baby!
See, I think everybody should go to WDWNT.com and refresh it repeatedly. I think that's a smart thing to do. That in no way benefits me at all.
Reservations and full menu now available for Rapunzel and Little Mermaid character breakfast at Boardwalk. 2017 Disney Management Mantra says, if a Disney restaurant sucks, put characters in it and charge double. Some poor overweight American trash will line up for it.
Yes.
We're covering all bases. If you have not been offended yet in this segment,
we're equal opportunity offenders.
We'll get there.
Overweight American trash wrote back.
There you go.
What'd they say?
Shut up and take my money.
Yeah,
Tonto says, Tonto make reservation with smoke signal, but wings of mighty eagle blow confirmation number signal. Tonto need change reservation to later moon. How yes. Tonto get number again?
We hit the Native Americans too. take that. You thought you were safe.
Oh, God. Julie C. says, if I have a reservation for breakfast already in April, will it now be a character one? Tom, you actually, supposedly this is you, wrote back. I guess it will be. That's a good question. Mom Morless says, yes.
Mom Morless.
Excellent question.
It's cake crabless. Cake crabless is my new name.
So Mom Crabless says, yes, excellent question indeed. I'm sure the fine people over at WDW Magic have exactly the answer to that question. You should check them out right now. Clickbait Corliss says, actually, we do know, but we can't give away all the goods in one post. Gotta get them clicks, baby.
Sure do.
Harper says, quick, everyone, there's a fight in the Disney Races Prices for Express Bus Service threat. And let's all run over there and do it. Or not. I thought we had a sound effect.
Yeah, we thought we did.
Okay, no. Okay, so we all ran over to check out the fight.
Speaking of psychotic comments, there's one in our actual chat right now that I'm working to delete. So.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is it about my Tonto impression?
No, like there's like infighting in the chat, which I'm working on. Do we have another Price is Right to play, or are we still going with this?
It seems unlikely.
This is the end of News Tonight forever, the segment, probably.
Well, then I'll skip through a couple of them.
We have one caller on hold, but she'll go after we're done.
She'll go away.
Why does this site get trolled so much? I have no idea.
Disney raises prices on express bus service.
Yes.
Kurtai says, that's fair. It was a steal at $25. I hope they never cancel it. It was a lifesaver on our vacation in January, and crowds weren't that bad. It saves money in the long run for me because it makes shorter trips feasible.
Yeah, reasonable.
Right? Clickbait Corliss says, how dare you comment on here with a reasonable and positive response to a marginal price increase on a useful optional service? Disney Pete, totally not WDW Magic fanboy, says, now just try to follow this. A proton and a neutron are walking down the street.
Tell me more.
The proton says, wait, I dropped an electron. Help me look for it. The neutron says, are you sure? The proton replies, I'm positive.
Josh, did you write that?
We've heard all night.
Shut up.
It just might be.
Josh, that was definitely you that wrote that.
Yeah.
So good.
Okay, the site can crash now so everyone can go enjoy good Disney blogs. Aww. And then Disney Pete's good Disney blog.geocities.com, right? I love that it's GeoCities. Whoever did that, you're amazing.
I have a Star Wars unboxing Blu-ray YouTube video to watch.
Yes. They said, awesome. What's your Disney blog site, Pete? Tom Corliss says, define good. Then DictionaryBot says, good. Adjective, better, best, morally excellent, virtuous, righteous, pious. Bill McKim is a good man.
Yeah!
That wants to crash you into a wall. And then more, blah, blah, blah.
I love you, Bill.
Humongous Decopod grandmother says, my name.
What?
I don't know.
What?
I don't understand. My name is Disney Pete, and I have cable. My name is Greg L., and I have DirecTV. Then Predicting Disney Pete said, insert generic Disney intern insulting comment here. Pete, Pizza Dingo. It's the name of this post. It's funny how everyone hates Disney Pete, LOL, me included. Then Jesus H. Christ wrote, I don't hate him, and you shouldn't either, my child.
No.
Disney Jesus says,
We got the religious people this time. Yes.
This sounds like a great site. Like, what's the URL?
It's easy. WDW.com.
Disney Jesus says, go home and drink the Disney Kool-Aid, intern. M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong. That's for Nick. He said, and then the twist happens. Disney Pete has been a Disney intern all along.
Bum, bum, bum.
Standard Staples says, wow, it's only Thursday morning, and I think Michelle and Nick can already mine this one for the entire psychotic comments bit next week.
Yep.
And they sure did.
Consider the Coconut says, man, these comments went down one hell of a rabbit hole. Pass the Popcorn said, I'm just here for the comments.
If Disney Pete doesn't have ad block, you're making a fortune.
That's so true. You
know. Gotta love keep hitting refresh.
Gotta love me some Disney Pete. Victoria, hold on the line. You will be playing The Price is Right as soon as we get back in hour number two.
If we have an hour or two at this rate. Maybe we'll be back. We'll see. Soon to be canceled only show about Walt Disney World and Disney theme parks. WDW News Tonight. We're live tonight on FM Radio 105.5 here in Orlando, as well as AM 660 and AM 1520. We're also live at listen.wdwnt.com. Kind of, Jason forgot to embed the video, but whatever. We're live on YouTube and as well, usually on WDWNT, the app as well. Thank you so much for joining us. We've got a crazy month coming up here at WDW News Tonight. Next week, Jeopardy is back, so stay tuned for those pre-signups. They should be happening. What, Nick, before the end of the week, we'll have that for everybody?
Yes, I can do that.
Also next week, the return of Cornak the Magnificent. That's
yes.
Also
thank goodness.
On,
yes.
Have you ever been in studio with him, Michelle?
No.
Oh,
I'm very excited.
Yeah, he's a dreamboat.
Treat.
yes. Then we're going to be off the week of the 15th, but we're going to come back. The last two shows of the month are going to be all March Madness. March Madness is back, and as well, our March Tragic Tournament, where we pick from a number of t-shirt ideas that Disney could never in a million years go through with, and we make them happen. So it's going to be a fun month here. And as well, starting any day now on WDWNT.com, we're going to be in our month-long celebration of 50 years of Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah!
It's going to be a fun month here.
Sorry.
No, it's exciting. 50 years. It's a big deal. Disney's not doing anything, so we're gonna do some stuff. It should be an announcement. Maybe by the end of the week, we'll have an announcement of exactly what we're up to for that.
I can't believe that they don't have any 50-year merchandise.
There's a pin set coming out.
Yeah, like, hello?
Yeah.
50.
Anyway.
Come on.
Michelle, who brings us WDW News Tonight this and every single week?
Well, Tom, I'm glad you asked. WDW News Tonight is brought to you by Magical Travel. Magical Travel is an authorized Disney vacation planner and is always ready to assist you in making your next trip to the Walt Disney World Resort, Disneyland Resort, or aboard the Disney Cruise Line even more magical. Right now, if you book by March 30th, 2017, for stays most nights April 9th through June 10th, you can save up to 25% on a Walt Disney World hotel room. For more information on this special offer and many more, visit MagicalTravel.com and book your next Disney trip today.
Nick, what are we doing? Does Michelle have her line? Give her line.
I don't have the first line.
Well, just go to the next.
Victoria, come on down. You're the next contestant on WDWNT, The Price is Right.
So well prepared.
Oh, awesome.
Yes, she's excited.
It is.
Thank you for joining us.
Are you really Gabe?
Oh, I'm happy to be here.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my.
Terrible.
Victoria, we're going to play Spelling Bee. All right. So I have 30 cards in front of me, each with a letter. A T, a P, or a C on them. You need to spell TPC, which of course spells for Theme Park Connection, to win. Now,
put your paper down.
Two cards here. Three cards have all three letters in on them, a T, a P, and a C. You need to spell TPC to win. I'm going to give you two cards for free right off the bat, and then you get a chance to win three more cards. All right. So I need you to pick two numbers for me between 1 and 30.
5 and 15.
5 and 15, right? 15?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so you have those two cards. You have cards 5 and 15. We'll see what's on those cards in a little bit. But let's try to win you three more cards. In order to do that, I am going to name an item that can be found and purchased at the Epcot Flower and Garden Festival this year. You need to guess the retail price within $2 either direction. Within $2 either direction. And if you guess correctly, you get another card. All right? So we're going to start off. And I have this product here in front of me.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that, yes. This is...
Pull it back a little more. Pull it towards you.
This is... I don't got much room.
Nick, put it on.
This is...
Not too much.
Nick is wearing the headband.
This is the women's headband. You can see it has like a little spaceship.
Or whoever's watching
right now. But anyway, it's going to be this women's Mickey headband, okay? And it's all decorated with sparkles and a little bow.
It's a mini headband. It has the bow.
I suppose it is.
Yeah. It's not a mini headband. And it's not just for women. Whoever wants to wear it certainly can.
Thank you, Tom.
Anyway.
Thanks for bringing the rest of us back into the show.
Yeah.
You got this Minnie Mouse headband, flower and garden themed, and what do you think the price of this is?
I'm going to go with $22.
$22. All right, the actual retail price of the headband, $24.
Just made it. Good job.
Very good. All right, so you get another card. Pick another number between 1 and 30.
If anybody thought this was 19. Gabe, it very obviously is not Gabe.
I'm sorry, Victoria. What number did you say?
19.
All right. So, yeah, another card. Let's see if we can get you another one. We have the limited edition festival, Flower Garden Festival Magic Band. Tom, do you have that by any chance?
I didn't buy it. It was too much Mickey and not enough Figment. It's a Magic Band 2, by the way. It's not just
it is. It's a Magic Band 2.
Completely different.
With Mickey, Figment on it, all Flower and Garden Festival themed. What do you think the retail price of this year's limited edition Flower Garden Magic Band is?
$40
for a magic band. Let's see the retail price. $33.
Yeah, that's going to be the price of the magic band 3. $40.
$33. So now we get one more chance here. Let's see what we can do. We have the Figment Garden Stone. You know, those nice stones that you can put out in your garden. They did a Yoda one last year. This year, they did a Figment one. What do you think the retail price of the Figment Garden Stone is?
$35.
Let's check the retail price. It's $30 off by $5. You don't get another card. So you got 3 cards, Victoria. Right. You know, a couple of these, they might get the one that spells TPC.
Or she has enough cards to get TPC.
Exactly. Yeah, so exactly.
We can do this.
All right, Victoria, behind card number 1. Let's see. Not card number 1. Card number 5, but the first card you chose. Is a T.
Okay, so we're one-third of the way
one
there.
One-third of the way there. Let's check card number 15, all right? Card number 15. That is a P.
All right, so we just need the C or the TPC.
On your way. Well, on your way. Let's check out card number 19. How about it? Flip that over. A C.
Yay! Definitely not Gabe.
Definitely not Gabe. There
Gabe's
you go,
never
Victoria.
Tune in again,
spelled TPC right there. Excellent job. Wow. Very good. So thanks for playing The Price is Right tonight. Hold on the line for me. I'll get your info. We'll get out a nice prize pack. Like I said, we got some new stuff from Theme Park Connection. My trunk is full of all kinds of weird stuff.
As opposed to the other weird stuff that's usually in Nick's trunk.
Ayo. He's got some drunk in his trunk. Don't be deceived.
Oh, my.
I thought we buried her.
Ouch.
Yeah, right?
Oh, this is the most offensive show we've ever done.
It's really, really,
something.
Really bad.
It really says something.
So you guys would help me, though?
No. Absolutely.
That's good to know.
How else would I get in the radio station?
Those are good. Those are good friends right there. We do have more.
You ain't never had a friend like me.
We do have more. Price is Right. If anyone wants to play, 407-774-8255 being the number for that. All right. So we're going to step aside for just a second. And when we get back, Tom, are we getting into Flower and Garden?
Yeah, we're talking about Flower and Garden. Excellent. Oh, look. Here's the music from the Bon Voyage breakfast right now.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Encounter.
Bon Voyage. We got lots of cool stuff to show you, too.
Full review of the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival 2017 coming up next. Nick playing all my favorites tonight. Surprise in the skies, people.
I wanted to make you feel good.
Shut up, Josh.
So does Ricky.
You play Horizons
him. Next. I have to drive him home after. Anyway. So far out of the way.
Very needy.
God, I picked you up this morning. Shut up.
Fine.
Welcome back to WDW News Tonight. Nick, are we going to play some prices right? There we are, Michelle!
Jonathan, come on down. You're the next contestant on WDWNT, The Price is Right.
Yay! Hey, Jonathan.
Hey there, how's it going?
Excellent. Very good. How's it going for yourself?
Doing well. Decided to call in for this game because there was an alien encounter joke earlier today, so I figured I needed to call in because of that.
Excellent. Excellent. And
I don't know if joke is the word I would use.
Where are you calling in from, Jonathan?
Tennessee.
All right. You plan on maybe coming down to the Flower and Garden Festival?
No, coming down in June.
June?
Mm. They'll be going. Don't worry about
the festival that month.
There'll be a new festival, I'm sure.
Yeah. The in-between festival. There you go. All right. So
it's going to be more food and wine, the quest for more money.
Jonathan, we're going to play the Price is Right game. Reference. That's too much. I'm going to name an item that you could purchase at this year's Flower and Garden Festival, and then I'm going to name a price. I will keep naming a price higher than the last, and your job is to tell me when I finally name the price that is higher than you think that the item costs.
This is my favorite because in real life, isn't this played with like a giant device?
Yes.
Yes.
But we have no giant device. We have just Nick talking with paper up above his face.
There you go.
Put it down there. I got to move the camera. I can't do this. So anyway, we got does that make sense, Jonathan?
Yeah.
All right. Good. All right. So you got to get two sets, two items out of the three. To win a prize from Theme Park Connection. So here we go. This is the festival poster. So the full-size poster with the festival graphics and logos on it. It has Mickey, it has a Figment, it has topiaries. I think he's watering Pluto, right? He's watering a Pluto.
You don't water
topiary.
A dog, idiot.
So anyway, this is the official festival poster. You could purchase this. And I'm going to start. Here we go. $18, $21, $24.
That's too much.
All right. Well, let's check it out. The actual retail price of the poster is $25. $25. Ooh. You stopped a little short on that one, Jonathan.
By the way, the poster for the Festival of the Arts was 50.
Yeah, right?
Well, what?
I mean, that was a little different, I think, wasn't it?
Just
I think
the
it was
poster?
Slightly bigger, but not much.
It was probably the
John
content,
Hench,
right?
The John Hench art one.
It was John Hench. It was probably the content.
There you go, yeah. Disney Design Group, not as good as John Hench is what they're saying.
Well. All right, how about this one, Jonathan? The Figment garden statue. So a little statue that you could put in your garden. It has Figment sitting there playing with some
Figment
flowers.
The Figment War Memorial.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Tell me when to stop. $22. $27. $32. $37. $42.
That's too much.
All right, let's check it out. The actual retail price, Figment Garden Statue, $40.
Woo!
You got that one. All right, it all comes down to this.
Got to get this last one
category.
Now.
All right, this one's a pretty small item here. There we go. It's the taste of Makaresh Vaklava.
It's Marrakesh, by the way.
What did I say?
Makaresh.
Makaresh.
This is the worst I've ever heard. Why anyone listens to this.
All right. Taste of Marrakesh Vaklava. $1. $3. $5.
Stop.
$7.
Seven.
Seven.
That's too much.
All right, let's check it out. The retail price of the taste of Marrakesh Baklava. $4. Oh, man. You should have had me stop a little sooner.
But he's technically correct.
It is too much.
It is too much.
He's not wrong.
It has to be the first price over.
Was that mentioned?
Yes.
I keep the name of the price higher than the last. You tell me to continue prices. I just named the first price that is more. Yeah, he's Nick. Nick is within the rules there.
This is like some legalese mumbo jumbo.
I'm going to tell you what. Because I don't like Nick,
he's
I'm
going
to award the prize to Jonathan. Yay!
Jonathan gets the prize!
Bam! Just like that.
Also, it was seven, so I feel obligated.
Father is to it.
All right, well, Jonathan, due to Mr. Crab Cake Corliss over there...
It's Cake Crabless!
the Crab Leg King, he's awarding you a prize here.
It doesn't even make sense!
Park Connection.
None of tonight's show makes sense, Tom.
How did
Let
you remember that one item?
Because he likes fried onions.
Hold on the line, Jonathan. I'm going to get your info. We'll get you a prize from Theme Park Connection.
Do we have a Theme Park Connection ad in here somewhere?
Can find one.
Maybe if you can find it.
If Theme Park Connection doesn't have what you want, they'll make it for you?
I might be able to do it by memory. No. I can find an old one. Let me open an old one. While you wait.
It's fine.
Somewhere that we have an ad here for them somewhere, I'm sure. This is what happens when we do the show all out of order, right? I don't even have it.
It's not in this
Go to themeparkconnection.com. They have a lot of great stuff in their online store, and they're adding more every day. There you go. That's what I've got for Theme Park Connection. I don't know where the ad went.
That works.
It's missing. I might have accidentally removed it this week, but there you go. Themeparkconnection.com. You're looking for theme park props, memorabilia, all sorts of stuff. Just shop online at themeparkconnection.com. There, we saved it. This is the worst show we've ever done.
Bottle
it's the worst
too
show
hard.
That I've been a part of.
Far Ooh. And away. Oh, you should have seen the ones when you were gone. Those were great.
By the way, winners from Tennessee and Illinois tonight. So thanks for listening across the country.
Yeah, I just opened an email from Nashville. So
and across the world.
All right,
all
right.
All of our European listeners who found out how to save money at Disneyland Paris tonight, which included sleeping in bushes, sleeping under train seats.
We had
a lot of sleeping things.
We had a couple of winners from Canada in the past few weeks. And I appreciate that,
I hope
that,
they
guys.
Didn't get offended with our Quebec.
Because it cost Tom a little bit extra to send the packages up that way.
I like love our Tom's Canadians here at WWNT.
Do we? How much do we love
them?
Shut up, Josh.
Mm-hmm.
I'm already tired of you. Too. We have to do this review now.
Well, great.
Anyway.
So if you're a Canadian single lady,
mm-hmm.
these men are
I have a Canada
pro.
Joke.
Maybe sometimes not even single. Anyway, moving on. I'm going to get in trouble now. Here, look at this. It's the Flower and Garden Festival.
Let's change topics. Quaint and wholesome and family fun
it
and friendly.
It sure does, Nick. You know all about
book?
That.
Do they have a coloring book?
Coloring book?
Yeah. They should come out with a Flower and Garden Festival adult coloring book.
Ooh. I'm tired of these adult coloring books.
I like that kind of adult. It's just very intricate.
You know, can we talk about the Flower and Garden Festival, please?
You can do whatever you want. I'm going to take this little bear here and just curl up in the corner.
I got a gift card.
You know, Michelle, there's some bushes outside. I've heard that will save you some money.
Yeah, well, if someone were sharing some wine.
Right?
I'll curl up there.
I think that was, someone just got revenge on you, Josh.
I wasn't paying attention.
Good.
He and Whiny are off having fun.
You weren't paying attention.
Josh
or
and Whiny have got to be, like, related in some way.
They have the same outlook on life.
I think they wear the same shirts, too, actually. I digress. So, yeah, the Epcot International Flower and Garden Festival started today. Of course, at Epcot, thus it's in the name. Not just at Walt Disney World, because that's not in the name of the festival, Nick. So, what is this festival include? Includes, since the beginning, topiaries and all sorts of panels and things about gardening. But over time, they've added more to it. They also now have these, what do they call them at this event? These booths. They always have some cutesy name for them at each event. Outdoor kitchens at this one. They're called outdoor kitchens. So these are basically food and wine festival-style booths. And they have a whole bunch of those. But let's talk about some of the other stuff first, because we're going to talk a whole lot about what you should and shouldn't eat at this thing. Let's talk about the topiaries this year. New to the event, and you'll have pictures up on the site by tomorrow. Obviously, today was the first day we didn't have time to post anything, so we've been at Epcot all day.
Preparing the show.
Yes, there you go. Thank you, Josh. But I'm sure if you look on Twitter, at WWNT, you'll see a lot of pictures of this stuff. New for this year, the Welcome, the Main Entrance Topiary, kind of new. The Mickey and Minnie and them have been around forever. But there's the Welcome Spring Fun Food and Flowers, which is, Josh thought it was them smoking hookah. It's not. It's them going around a maypole.
What is a maypole?
Does anyone know a more elaborate explanation of what a maypole is, Michelle?
A maypole?
You know, the thing
game
you grab,
that people used to play.
Yeah, and you grab the ends and you all run around, and I guess it eventually ties up. I don't know.
Yeah, you're trying not to get tangled.
It's not a thing kids today do.
No.
But they're doing it here. So, yeah.
There's a game involved. I think somebody's rope is longer, or ribbon is longer. Right?
I think you're talking about drawing straws.
No. They still have them at the Fort Wilderness Campground.
Do they have maypoles?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway. Also new this year is Figment, even though that was at the Art Festival. It's been plussed. It's got some great flowers and stuff around it. You got Stitch in Future World East. The Fab Five as well out there by the Festival Center. Buzz Lightyear is in Future World East as well. Really cool this year. Lightning McQueen is back, but now with Cruz Ramirez from the upcoming film Cars 3. They're at the Road to the Florida 500, which is a legally clearable knockoff of the Daytona 500.
Love it.
That was pretty cool. Saw that today. Also new in Future World East, the Farmer's Market Stand. And then a whole bunch returning this year. You have Phineas and Ferb. You have the Fantasia display, Butterflies, the Three Caballeros, which got the new faces and look fantastic, by the way. They're over by Mexico. Anna and Elsa, there's a troll, which is also Josh's spirit animal. There's the dragon in China. There's the pandas celebrating Disney Nature's Born in China. Josh, I guess that's the sign that was missing. There was a big wooden frame in the middle of the display that was not filled with a sign. And I guess we know what that's for now. There's Simba and Friends. Excuse me, long day. Snow White, I'm boring myself. Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs in Germany, which you can actually take a picture in. It's cool. They put out this little dirt path kind of in the middle there, and the photo pass photographer welcomes you in, and they give you props, and you take a picture like you're in the topiary. It's really
Ooh.
Cool. Yeah. I know Snow White's your favorite, so you're
yes.
going to do that.
Need to do
you
that.
Can't touch the topiary, though. I'm going to warn you now.
No inappropriateness.
Those old Lady and the Tramp, Disney Pixar's Woody. I just like the way they title that one. Disney Pixar's Woody. Beauty and the Beast. Shut up. Beauty and the Beast in France. Belle's got the new face. It looks fantastic. It's really, really cute. Peter Pan and Tinkerbell in the United Kingdom. Winnie the Pooh and Friends in the UK. They really need the new faces. They're the only ones, I think, at this point that really don't have them. And then Bambi and Friends in Canada. Nick is making a bunch of noise slapping magnets on his
what he's doing
on his microphone there. Glad you bought magnets. I'm very happy for you, Nick. Then there are also plenty of garden destinations, other things that are in topiaries for you to look at all over the place. We won't get into those. There is then also the Garden Rocks concert series. Excuse me, which is Friday, Saturday, Sundays, and Mondays at 5:30, 6:45, and 8:00 p.m. And the new this year, March 17 and 18, you got Simple Plan. March 19th and 20th, you got the Plain White Tees. I'm going this time. I'm not missing it. Nick, you coming?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Here we go. Also new as Exposé.
Hey There, Delilah.
Hey There, Delilah.
Yes,
yeah.
That is them. Hey There, Delilah. April 28th and 29th, you got Exposé. And April 30th and May 1st, you got Berlin featuring Terry Noon.
Ooh, Berlin.
But, of course, a bunch of returning acts as well. You can check the full schedule
Gin
for
Gin Blossoms.
That. Go no, to wait, Nick for a minute.
Food and Wine Festival, I think. Right? I remember seeing them, and I was really excited. That's Food and Wine, though. Got too excited.
Yeah? They're not on this one?
I don't think so. Is it this one? I don't know anymore.
The Gin Blossoms, April 14th through
the
17th.
Oh, my. I need to take some time off.
Dining package available for select dates. The Gin Blossoms is one of those dates where you can get the dining package.
Is
Plain White Tees is
like,
not offering the dining package.
Do you like the dining package for these?
I've never done it. Josh, have you?
La Hacienda de San Angel.
Shut up. No, you
it's
haven't.
Only $76.50.
It is really overpriced. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
You just show up with enough time to spare.
Like 2 minutes.
And if you don't make it in, you could always go stand in the back anyway. I mean, and
or
it's
put
all
on their
CD them.
Or...
It's not the same, Josh. It's
well,
a live concert.
That's why I'm asking. I don't You're think ridiculous. The prices are worth it. But
yeah. No, I wouldn't. Don't bother. What? But the concerts are cool. I did my first one at Food and Wine, and we had a really good time. We did Big Bad Voodoo.
I know. Daddy. You're always great. So adverse to the
I
concerts.
Big Bad Voodoo Daddy.
I don't know.
Like, they're free concerts. They're
I know.
There.
I do. Well, I want to see Plain White Tees. It's got to happen. I was mad I missed In Living Color last year, too. They sing Cult of Personality.
Ooh, I like them.
Yeah. But
well,
anyway.
When you're busy collecting stamps from the various marketplaces, you don't have time for the concerts.
Well, you don't. Now you have stickers. You just put your stickers in yourself.
Oh, that's handy.
Isn't that nifty? You made so many people angry right now. You lost so many followers right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we're down from 3 listeners we're
going
to 2.
Anti-sticker.
Who's going to lose more listeners, us, or is SeaWorld going to lose pass holders? What number is
there are more people watching the show right now than there were at SeaWorld today.
I can confirm that. I went there for lunch.
Josh, in the middle of going to the festival, went to get his fish sandwich at SeaWorld.
I get hungry.
Shut up. All right. Let's talk about also festival merch. Let's stop and talk about merchandise for a moment, shall we? This really cool pin set. Look at this. Was available. I love this set. Look at this. Figment dressed as a strawberry, and you got the orange bird in an orange.
So ridiculous.
Which is kind of like, you know, strange, because wouldn't he be scared about an orange being cut in half? Like, isn't that like his family being murdered? I don't know. You got Judy Hopps with a carrot, and then Stitch with a pineapple. It's cute. It's cool. There's also a whole bunch of really cool pins that came out. I'm not going to waste everybody's time with all of them, but I love the pass holder pins. They're neat. So there's 2 pass holder pins this year. There's a pass holder limited edition, which has Lilo and Stitch in front of Spaceship Earth. And I don't know what they're trying. Lilo's trying to plan something, and Stitch has decided that ain't happening. And then my other favorite one, my personal favorite pin overall is this one. It's got Figment gardening.
I do wish the garden shears hinged.
Oh, it doesn't.
Yeah, that would be awesome.
It's so cool, though. Look at he's made a Spaceship Earth topiary, which, why is a Spaceship Earth topiary not a thing that has happened yet?
Good question.
Right? Next year, Epcot will be 35. Let's celebrate with...
Yeah, maybe that pin leaked. Topiary. Maybe it was supposed to be next year's pin.
I doubt it. Also back is the Egg Extravaganza. We didn't get to go do that yet. That's the egg hunt around Epcot. But if you don't want to do an egg hunt and you just want to buy eggs,
epic.
For some reason they have released
epic
Darth Vader and R2-D2 eggs you can buy for $10.
Done.
They come in this little package together, $10.
That's less than 2 maps.
It is, because you don't get the activity.
Yeah.
Well, who decided, like, hey, why don't we just sell some Star Wars eggs? I don't understand that.
Well,
maybe, you know what? I figured it out. You know what? Why they did this?
I'll
tell you. These are going to come out at Disneyland. Disneyland's egg hunt happens at both parks and downtown Disney. So I bet you in Disneyland, I bet you they have both R2-D2 and Darth Vader.
Oh, because they need more eggs.
So I bet you, usually there is an egg, at least one egg in some years that is exclusive to each resort.
Right, exactly.
These are probably the Disneyland eggs. They're like, hey, we could sell these in Florida and make money.
Yeah.
They were right.
Well, again, they're less than two maps. You're actually paying less this way than if
but
you...
But that doesn't matter. You don't get the activity. It's just the eggs activity. for the sake of eggs.
Yes. Yes. And do you do the activity six times for your six eggs?
No, but absolutely. That doesn't make sense.
I do it seven.
Seven. No. Yes, that's probably why. Oh, but I do enjoy the fact that they did that.
Anyway.
The facts of life.
Also, the gift card. Nick, show them the gift card.
It's scratch and
Michael,
sniff.
Can we put Nick on camera here?
It's a really cool gift card. It's one of my favorites. Am I on camera yet?
Nope. I'll do it. Never mind.
Maybe he falls.
There you go.
It's an orange,
and
you can scratch and sniff, and it smells like orange.
It does
smell
citrusy.
Very lightly scented.
But I like it because it's like this little card on card thing, so it's a little orange. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's actually just the orange. You just haven't peeled it off the
right.
card. Yeah.
All right, not to sidetrack from your conversation, but on Disney World's Instagram,
yes.
they have all the... they've got an animated version of Rivers of Light. I did not see some of this stuff.
Maybe the animated has portions of the show that were cut.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I need to go watch that after now.
Yeah, I'll send it to you right now okay, so you can watch cool. it.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, no problem.
We are one with...
Jeez.
We are one...
Please stop, Josh. We can't. If you keep singing that, it's going to make this show not legally clearable on YouTube. As you know. So there's a gift card. Let's... You know what? Let's talk about food. That's why Josh is here.
Yeah, that's why I'm here.
So there are, was it 15 outdoor kitchens? Is that right?
Sure.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 15.
15.
15 out. You can go. I'm just going to switch it back to me. Michael's not paying attention. The show's a disaster. 15 outdoor kitchens. Hooray.
Hooray.
And there was lots of new food. So let's talk about what we did. Let's start at Urban Farm Eats. This is located in Showcase Plaza. This is actually, it's that weird garden that they've left set up for all the festivals now. So it's out by just past Imagination. So between Imagination and Canada, basically, on that side. And yeah, this is a booth that has existed. I don't know if it's been in this spot. Has it been in this spot?
It has.
Okay. So they have returning this year the watermelon salad and the seared pork tenderloin. New, and the whole reason we kept going on about cake crabless is the crabless cake, which has crispy vegetable slaw, lemon vinaigrette, and Old Bay remoulade. And this is a crabless crab cake, which surprisingly kind of tasted like crab and I thought was pretty good.
Well, the sauce was really good.
I thought the cake was fine.
It was dry and it had just a bland consistency to it. It was...
Josh, what'd you think?
No.
You like the crabless cake?
The sauce was good.
A good sauce can cover up a lot of things, and that's what happened a lot in this festival. Like, we'll get to some chicken.
Well, you know what? Good sauce didn't cover up the shrimp, and we'll talk about that later.
Yeah, but I mean, we had some kind of chicken and tenderloin, stuff like that, and the sauce was good. Over and over again, we kept saying, ooh, this sauce is good, but we said that in many dishes today.
Okay, fine. Be that way. I really liked, I remember last year getting the seared pork tenderloin. I liked that a lot. Josh, you like the watermelon salad? Is that a good one?
That's good.
Okay. What about the drinks here? Do we like any of the drinks here, Josh?
No, the Urban Fairy cocktail you think would be up my alley.
What is an Urban Fairy cocktail?
It's absinthe and cucumber, I think.
Oh, that's what you got today.
And I asked him what brand the absinthe was. He had no idea. There was no absinthe in that booth. It was
cucumber water for 11 bucks.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a fun cast member story, since you're saying he had no idea what was in there. When we were at, which booth was it? Florida Fresh.
Right?
No. You might have a different story. I didn't go with you up to that booth. Florida Fresh. The lady orders the key lime tart meringue. The guy thinks she said, the guy didn't know what she had said, so he thought that word was merengue.
Hmm.
So when he said when she said it correctly, he was confused that she had ordered a beer. He rang her up for a beer.
Yes.
Not that any of the beer has the name, you know,
meringue. No, there's a key lime wine.
I'm pretty sure he did it, but he admitted at the end of the transaction, he said, oh, is it meringue? I didn't know what that word was. So he may have thought that. We'll see when we get there.
I was
laughing pretty hard because I was like, what is going on up here? What happened in Morocco? Something happened in Morocco?
No, there was that cast member that was interacting with you. I thought you were getting into a cast member story.
Oh, no, that guy was super nice.
Yeah.
He offered to hold the food for Josh while he took a picture. And he had a real thick Scottish accent. He was super Scottish, so it was adorable. But anyway, Josh, they made a cute couple. Anyway.
Who do I not make a cute couple with? Name one person.
Me.
Well, it's debatable. Mother says we're cute together.
That's not what Derek Bergen says.
Well,
Bergen. He knows all. He is the outlet master.
Well, if he could get up.
Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to go read about Washington, D.C. Let the hate mail flow this week. Let's move on to the Pineapple Promenade. This is the home of my beloved spicy hot dog. We didn't have it today. We're going to get it Friday, though. But it's been great in years past. This also has the pineapple soft serve ice cream, otherwise known as Dole Whip. And there is the alcoholic one as well with the Parrot Bay coconut rum, which is still overpriced. But if you want it, it's there. You had a drink from here today, no?
The Pineapple Manna beer is pretty good.
Pineapple Manna beer. I loved it.
It was pretty good.
Nick hated it.
No, I didn't like it.
Yeah, why'd you not like it? Too sweet?
Maybe. It just, you know, I think I also think I tried that one way too late. It was a little warm by the time I tried it, and I don't think I had a good representation, but I didn't really like it.
I didn't think it was warm. I don't know.
I
liked
think
it a
had
lot.
Much flavor.
It was good.
That Desert Violet Lemonade, if you're looking for a non-alcoholic slushy, is best of show.
Yeah?
Yeah, there's nothing better.
Okay. I believe
begging
Josh.
Begging for vodka.
Josh knows his food and drink. Is it begging?
Maybe you have some vodka with you. I don't know.
There's not a whole lot of non-alcoholic drinks at the festival that they don't then have an alcoholic version. So that is kind of strange that they have that.
It's really good.
Yeah. New this year, the Berry Basket. We didn't get to this one yet.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, Nick, you want to come on Friday and go to the Berry Basket?
No, I'm busy. I got the Switch.
You should still come to the Berry Basket.
Switch
anyway.
Launch. No.
Yeah, 1-2, Berry Basket. Here they have a lamb chop. There is also field greens and a warm wild berry buckle. What the hell is a warm wild berry buckle?
I don't know. It just sounds weird.
Sounds like something you get on OBT.
Well, How often do you go to OBT? No, every week.
As often as I can. There's the OBT joke of the week. There it is.
Oh my God, we didn't have a...
I made a bunch of Avatar jokes and you just didn't play it.
Oh, really?
So go ahead, have it now. Yeah, Nick. I was hoping you'd make that joke before the opening of Pandora, the World of Avatar. Michelle's not even dancing. She's not in.
Yeah, bouncing my head.
Michelle's in a bad mood, guys.
I'm tired.
Jeez. Don't worry.
Got a rough life going to Puerto Rico tomorrow.
Yes, I need to go pack.
It's easier when you only have one outfit.
I did 11 food booths today. You can accomplish anything in one day. You put your mind to it.
And your belly.
Laila. Thanks for calling us fat. Laila. We're those fat Americans. We just want chicken tenders and 11 booths worth of food in one day.
Hoagie Fest, though, right?
Hoagie Fest. We missed it tonight. We were too full for Hoagie Fest, man.
Well, the night is young.
Anyway.
Is that Wawa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, also at that Berry Basket is that, is it Twinings?
Twinings
of London.
The green tea berry mint julep, which comes in alcoholic and non-alcoholic. We got to get that on Friday. Alcoholic, of course. Don't be ridiculous.
Sounds good.
There's La Isla Fresca, which has a Jamaican braised beef, a sugar cane shrimp skewer, a Caribbean conch salad, and flan cocho. They also have Red Stripe Lager for some reason. Hooray, beer!
And then Caribbean
beer.
Yeah. Yeah, still. You can get that anywhere. Frozen Simply Tropical Juice Drink with mango rum. Josh, you had that. That was pretty good. I like that.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That was enjoyable. We had the sugar cane shrimp skewer. Several people we ran into in the course of the day said this was like their highlight from doing that side of World Showcase. And we had this, and it was terrible.
Oh.
The shrimp was cooked poorly. Like, literally, you'd have the skewer, and I'd go to take the shrimp off, and the back half of the shrimp would come off, and then I'd go to rip the front half off, and literally there was still like a middle thorax of shrimp attached to the sugar cane. I don't think shrimp is supposed to do that. Like, shrimp usually doesn't rip like that.
That's overcooked shrimp.
I thought undercooked, because they were rushing it at the time. They didn't have any ready.
Was it dry, or was it rubber?
It was a weird consistency.
And your stomach's okay?
I don't know. There's been so much ethnic food in my stomach today. Who knows?
That's the problem with these festivals. Your stomach takes a punishment.
Anything could have been the culprit. Could have been Morocco, probably Japan.
Morocco. It's great.
Add merengue to it.
Merengue.
Ay, 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 ay.
That's my new name. Cake Merengue Crabless.
I don't understand why you do make a crabless cake.
CM Crabless.
Did it taste like crab legs, but without crab? Was it like a vegan version? I don't understand.
Yeah, it doesn't have crab. It's crabless.
Yeah, why?
Yeah, what's the point?
Because it doesn't have crab.
But why even
for people
make
who are
it?
Allergic to crab, but someone with 400 allergies should understand.
No one's allergic to crab.
If you're allergic to seafood, you're allergic to all. If you're allergic to crab, you're allergic to fake crab. Like, so why?
I don't think it was fake crab.
Because they have other shellfish mixed in. So if you have a shellfish allergy,
it
you can't imitation crab.
It probably didn't
meat.
Include fish.
That's vegan.
So it didn't taste like anything?
It tasted like crab!
Oddly. But the only reason it tasted like crab is
flakes.
Because it tasted like the flavor that you put on crab.
Oh, the sauce is what you're saying. Yeah, so then it didn't taste like crab.
I think it tasted like crab.
I've had tuna-less tuna before.
There was no seafood taste in there.
It was like a tuna salad without the tuna.
You know.
But that you make it with seaweed, so it tastes like...
I give up with the show.
Hey, I told you to call it 17 minutes ago. You didn't listen.
No, it's still alive. We got 12 minutes left. I love the flan. It's a vanilla caramel custard with chocolate coffee cake underneath.
Oh, my God. That sounds amazing.
Oh, it was. It was wonderful. The cock salad was really good. It was good. I was surprised.
Is it fried?
All I can think of is Lord of the Flies.
Olivia's has the conch fritters at Olivia's are so good.
So good.
They're
Where's
fried.
Olivia's?
Old Key West. Oh, we got to go.
We're going.
Never
We're
been.
Go. Right now.
Never
Let's
even
go.
Heard of it.
Really? Olivia's. Do you like They're that not place even that much?
Olivia's is a hidden gem. Mm. Not as much as Captain's Grill, but...
Where's Captain's Grill?
Well, soon it's going to be in the beach club, but currently it's in the yacht club.
It's
the only restaurant at Walt Disney World to temporarily move.
Is that where Ariel's?
It is going in Ariel's.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Yay.
I like that you were able to deduce
I said,
that.
I said Ariel's.
Oh, did you?
No, you didn't.
Gabe, call in.
Can I move on now?
You need a price check on Isle Josh.
We haven't. We didn't stop. The other booth we didn't do yet is Jardín de Fiestas.
Yeah, maybe you should talk more about what we didn't do.
Our good friends at the Mexico Pavilion. They love us there. There's a chili dish. There's a... what is
the brochetta? Is that what we are?
Grilled chicken with red and green bell pepper. Also, the tres leches is back, which I loved last year. That was one of my favorite desserts, if not my favorite.
What is the three milks?
It's a vanilla sponge cake with cajeta?
Cajita!
Cajita?
Meringue.
Mexican, anyway, condensed milk and evaporated milk and garnished with orange zest.
Oh, this is just super sweet.
Yes.
Just like Tom.
Oh, shut up!
You're my bruschetta.
You just want to get driven home now.
Yeah.
You buried yourself, and now you're like, well, I gotta get home.
I'm trying so
hard. He buried himself next to the body out of Nick's truck.
The indoor plant capital of the world. All right, anyway.
Oh, is it? I hadn't heard.
Indoor foliage.
Whatever. It means potato.
Potato.
We saw people get there. Means. There's a really good-looking margarita, the hibiscus margarita. We're going to have to try that. Lotus House has a spicy chicken lettuce wrap, which is okay.
Huh.
It was all right.
Compared to P.F. Chang's.
Probably was from P.F. Chang's. Beijing-style candy strawberries are still here. Those are the ones that you can break a tooth on, but people like them. Also, they have those vegetable spring rolls. Josh, there's a drink here you really love, isn't there?
The Dragon Pearl with honey, cream, tapioca pearls, and beer. Yeah. It's really interesting.
It's fairly unique.
It's relatively unique.
Take that, Tom Bricker. Fairly unique.
Sounds nasty.
What do you think of that beer? They only have that one beer, the Tsingtao.
Don't say Tsingtao to me.
Tsingtao.
Do not say
bad?
That word to me. It's
Why?
Not good.
Okay. Fine, be that way.
All right.
What was the other drink? The Kung Fu Punch we liked last year, too, no?
Yeah,
Kung Fu Punch me? Because you said we so quickly after Kung Fu Punch, it sounded like Kung Fu Punch me.
Okay.
Well, China usually pours pretty heavily.
They do.
You never know, but
like the Tipsy Ducks in Love, man.
Like, I would watch who's pouring the drinks, and if it's like a nice pour, you want to go there because the drink's $8.75. In my opinion,
yeah. So yeah, China's good for drinks. I wouldn't do food there. I really loved our experience at Germany today. The what was it, Bauernmarkt?
Bauernmarkt,
which is the farmer's market. There's a potato pancake with applesauce, which wasn't did not get good reviews. Exactly, latkes, Josh. You know what those are.
I don't know what you're talking about.
The potato pancake with caramelized ham, onions, and herb sour cream was spectacular.
It was good. $4.25.
I thought it was really great for $4.25. Yeah.
The bratwurst is a nice portion, too.
Yeah, that currywurst, which is the thing like doused in ketchup we had last year, surprisingly good. You know what else? That warm cheese strudel with mixed berries? Fantastic.
Great. Nice
and
portion.
And it was a big size. Yeah, it was a nice size, too. This was a great booth this year. What do you think of the beers here?
Beers are pretty good.
Would you do the flight?
I'd get the flight.
Okay.
The Schoferhofer's nonsense. People love it. It's 2.5%. It's beer and grapefruit juice. But people like it.
Yeah.
Can't hate.
So now, Josh, it's time to hit the wall.
Yep.
Talk to me. Primavera Kitchen, Italy. We did not have the worst experience ever here. Josh had the antipasto. Yeah?
Antipasto.
Well, that's... I'm Italian. I'm not saying the O.
All right.
Go away.
Okay.
I agree. There's no O.
It's antipas. Sorry.
Okay.
I always say A. Antipasta.
Which was good. If I was going to get something like that, I would go into Tutto Gusto, personally. They have some real good stuff in there. They have the best mozzarella. But it was good. The meatball parmesan was great. It was the meatballs. Tutto Italia makes fantastic meatballs. And that's what was in this dish. And the cheese was great. This was really good. I would get this again.
Mm-hmm.
A little on the weird side, the strawberry tiramisu was surprisingly enjoyable as well. I had a couple of bites of it I thought were really great. Some were a little weird, but overall it was interesting and different, and I liked it.
Is it like strawberry shortcake mixed with tiramisu?
Yeah, but there was a lot of bites without cake, which had a weird gelatinous texture, which is not really a thing with tiramisu. So.
No. Those are two of my favorite desserts. You put them together, you think it would be good, but no.
What do you think about the wines here, Josh?
Don't get a wine here.
Don't get a wine here. There you go. The smokehouse is a lot of stuff from last year. The pulled pig slider, the smoked pork ribs, the beef brisket, burnt end hash is back. Thank you.
Yes.
Greatest dish ever.
Yes.
The warm chocolate case with the bourbon salted caramel sauce is back as well, which we loved last year. The only thing to stay away from is the ribs. We didn't like the ribs last year. Slider, the burnt ends, the chocolate cake, all great. Josh, what do you think about drinking here?
I'd get the beer flight.
What's in this beer flight? We love that bacon stout.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon stout was wonderful. What else is in there? The
orange blossom pilsner is good. It's local. Yeah. The IPA is, it's Three Daughters, but You only get 4 ounces. You can push through. Well, man up.
You have 3 daughters. You better make sure Nick doesn't hit on them. Anyway.
Depends on how many flights I have.
It's not even enough to leave the runway. You shouldn't call it a flight anyway. Hanami. This is the one that ruined our day. They still have the frushi, which is fine. It's nothing crazy, but people like it. That's just fruit, isn't it? It's fruit that looks like sushi.
Exactly.
Which I guess is the same as burgushi at Cowfish, but burgushi at Cowfish is wonderful. You should go there, folks. It's at Universal. The only reason to go to Universal. Certainly not Jimmy Fallon. More on that later. Ahi tuna poke sesame ginger was terrible. Ugh,
terrible.
Like, so bad. Inedible. Josh, like, forced it down, and then we had to sit for an hour and a half.
The actual tuna was awful. Like, everything was everything bad about it. But the tuna tasted, like, metallic
and
weird.
Was the beef teriyaki udon, which I'm pretty sure I've had as a free sample at Costco.
Jeez. so bad.
And it was just as bad there out of the frozen bag.
It was.
That was bad. This booth sucked. I hate to say that.
Which one is this?
Hanami, Japan.
Oh, okay.
Don't do it. Unless, Frushi's fine.
Frushi is good.
You like drinks here, Josh, or no? Don't bother with this.
I'd go into Mitsukoshi department store in the back, has a sake bar. That's where you want to go for sake or beer.
There you go. Surprising winner, the Taste of Marrakesh in Morocco. This, I don't know how to say that first word, Morguez? Hot dog sausage?
Amazing.
Spicy beef and lamb with sautéed onions and green peppers. This was fantastic. May I even say phenomenal?
Really,
Josh
spicy.
Loves when I say phenomenal.
It'd be the first time.
Yeah, right. Nice I loved and hot. It. What kind of roll did you say it was on? Nick?
I felt. I don't think it was, but it was very similar to like a Chicago hard roll.
It looked, and it. I could see that, but really great. Not the biggest portion, but good enough for one person. I don't think it's really shareable, but. This nice little sandwich. Falafel was solid. Wasn't bad.
Very solid.
Yeah, and we had the baklava here last year. I liked it.
Yep.
You drink anything here, Josh?
The Desert Rose is pretty good. It's sparkling wine topped with pomegranate liqueur. For $8, you could do a lot worse.
You know, I hate to give Josh credit because I hate him.
Yeah.
But I love every time I ask Josh for drink suggestions, he just knows. Yeah. Are you reading off your phone?
No.
You are,
right? No, I'm not. I'm not. Okay. No, I would never do that.
You are. I was almost impressed, and then I realized I could see now over my microphone. Anyway, I take that back. I still hate Josh.
Gabe.
All right. We have 2 minutes left, so we better get through these last couple. Florida Fresh has the carne asada. I love this. This was one of my favorites. Yep. Yeah,
I love that just as a meal regularly.
They did a good job.
You should get it here. The shrimp and stone ground grits is still here.
Solid.
Get it. It's
love
wonderful.
It.
The portion's not as good as it was a couple years ago, but nonetheless. The Florida larder board makes a great photo. Otherwise, it's okay. The key lime tart with the toasted meringue.
Oh,
was wonderful, and it's a full size like if you go to a Disney bakery, it's a full size dessert. It's a great one.
And I hate sweet desserts for the most part, but that was so good.
Josh, what do you think about drinking here?
I get the beer flight. The watermelon cucumber slush is good, non alcoholic, but for $7, you don't get a lot.
Seven.
Of you don't have time
so
for
that one.
No, we don't. Let's go to France. France has that onion tart, which is back from last year because Nick remembered it. There was the baked chicken and crawfish served with rice pilaf. That was okay. The macaron was fantastic.
Oh, macaroon?
My goodness. That was the best one I've ever had there.
Am I wrong on that chicken, Josh?
Did we get crawfish with that?
I don't think there's crawfish in there.
We didn't get any crawfish.
I don't think the menu said crawfish either. Maybe they changed it.
Yeah, I don't remember.
That's wrong, yeah. The macaron was great, though. What are you drinking there, Josh?
The La Vie. All rose is good.
Oh, God, we have 2 booths. Cider House. Do you want anything at Cider House?
No, you don't want
No, skip Cider House. It's garbage. The Seared Northern Bloom, new booth near Canada. The Seared Scallops were fantastic.
Yes.
I love the beef tenderloin. The trifle was great.
But the scallops, you got two.
I like that. The maple popcorn shake comes in alcoholic and non-alcoholic. Both are great. Obviously, alcoholic is better, but
it wins. It's
makes you
so
go.
Amazing.
What do you think of the beer flight?
Get the beer flight.
All right. And remember, kids, where is it? And remember, kids, just make believe you're a tiny little seed. Good night.
50 years as Apopka's hometown station. 1520 WPZW.
Apopka, Orlando.
Community events, financial news, weather, travel.